Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode.
This is The Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Own It Show. I'm Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
And guys, the unique thing here is if you're watching, you're going to see that our background is a little bit different. And Elise and I are down here in Mexico at Aterio Auberge.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful in Mexico. We got here yesterday. And the big thing that we've been focused on is priorities. We've talked about priorities often and what truly matters. And I think the big thing that held me back for a long time when talking about priorities was I thought priorities meant time. So when trying to create things, my priorities became business, work, working out, training, myself, things that traditionally would have seemed very selfish. And that's where I made my priorities, because I thought priorities were linked to time. Mm-hmm. And the moment that I was able to dissociate priorities from time and understand that what I valued was really the way in which my priorities were structured. And I was able to then change my action steps. I was able to change what I did. I was able to change my outcomes. And when I took a look back at what my priorities are now, it is in this order. It's my faith is first. Second is myself. Third is my relationship with Elise. Fourth is family and friends. And fifth is the business. And people will be like, well, how can you say that when your business is last on the totem pole? When your business gets it does get the majority of your time. And it goes back to what do you do and what choices do you make? So Elise and Mai's date night, that never gets chopped off the list. That never gets put away. Being able to do our weekly meeting and be able to look at what time are we shutting off every single night and not having that be overrun by business.
Having strong boundaries between relationship versus business.
Yep, exactly.
We're life partners, but also work partners.
This is true. being able to call our parents and going and making those commitments and not having things overtake it or overrun it. Being able to train and work out and have boundaries on when I'm taking meetings or when I'm going to the gym or when I'm sitting in my sauna or the red light or whatever it may be, making sure that those things do not get overtaken by the business, but even though work still has the majority of the time.
Yeah, those are all great points. And, you know, I think one of the key things is when I zoom out and look at our relationship, Justin and I are so different. You know, we were talking about this with a potential business partner recently, where we're so different in who we are and how we operate, but at the core, our values and our priorities are so aligned. So when Justin ran through that list of faith, himself, one another, family and close friends, and then business last, we're so aligned in that order of priorities. And if we were out of alignment in what some of those things are, then it creates a lot of friction in our relationship and in boundaries as well. You know, I think another thing I want to add to this is the idea of intentionality. So Justin and I spent a good chunk of time, about 2 weeks, in Buffalo recently for some family, and being able to show up for some friends as well in a really difficult time in their life. And I was talking to one of my best friends, and, you know, we were talking about the idea of how do you know when one relationship ends and the other one begins? And by that, I mean our personal relationship, our relationship as husband and wife, but also a relationship as business partners. And I think for me, you know, a big piece of it is living with intentionality. And it's so key for us to live with intentionality and to talk about these things and have the difficult conversations, because if we're not intentional about how we're spending our time, if we're not creating the space for one another, if we're not intentional about our boundaries, if we're not clear on what those things are, then it's really easy for friction to come up, right? Because we, at the end of the day, we are entrepreneurs, we're business owners. And for those of you listeners out there who are entrepreneurs, you absolutely get it. The business could take over your life, and it can very easily take over your life. And so we have certainly had those weeks where it feels like it is taking over your life, and that's to be expected. But then there are other times where we have those intentional times set aside, like Justin said, date night, making sure we're connecting with family weekly, making sure that we are connecting with one another in terms of what our week looks like, and sticking to our boundaries, making sure that we are really on the same page about so many of those things. It's really, really key to keeping the special dynamic we have in both our relationship and our business. You know, another thing that we did in preparing to come down here was intentionality around this trip. You know, the impetus of this trip was a work trip. We're down here at Ontario Auberge Resort, which is where our retreat is going to be in September. Quick plug here, if you want to check it out, go to livebetterretreat.com. But we came down here for all day Thursday to prepare for that. And so although the impetus was a work trip, we decided to add on a few days to really give ourselves the time to not only have the space for ourselves individually, but also in our relationship. We find that it's really important. It's actually something we try to do quarterly, is take time for just ourselves away from the business, away from Dell, as sad as that makes me, but really making sure that we have that space just for one another. So on the plane ride down here, what we did was we set goals and we set intentions for our trip. You know, they absolutely, it was inclusive of making sure we feel really good about the retreat, making sure that we're putting our clients first, and that our clients and our guests can have the best experience possible. But knowing that was going to be our Thursday, and we set that boundary that our work day, our retreat day, our prep day was going to be all day Thursday, we now set additional intentions for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that don't have anything to do with work. So those included things like giving ourselves individual time, giving ourselves time to relax and reset away from the craziness of owning a business, giving ourselves time to reconnect with one another in our relationship, and making sure that that's really strong. And we leave here feeling really good and strong, and you know, those pillars built back up in our relationship that we hold so near and dear. And so, you know, it was interesting, because without this intentionality, without us setting these goals, it's so easy to just let life pass you by. And here's what I mean by that. Justin and I were at the pool yesterday after we finished the retreat prep and doing the walkthrough of the property. And you know, we were just hanging out in the pool, what Justin likes to call just loving on one another, just, you know, hanging out in the pool like couples do. And on the side of the pool, there was a man who was sitting there who you could tell had the intention to relax, whether it was conscious or subconscious. You know, he had a beer to his side. When we had got there, he was just sitting and relaxing, not really doing anything. But then a phone call came in, and you could tell it was of more urgent nature. And he proceeded to spend the next 2.5-3 hours on the phone. He had, you know, big headphones on, and the stress and the chaos was very, very present at that moment in time for him. And it was interesting because, you know, Justin and I had said that makes sense, right? There are absolutely times where Justin and I have the intention to sit and relax, but an emergency can pop up. And particularly being a business owner, you know, I know a lot of our listeners who are entrepreneurs as well. Sometimes being an entrepreneur never shuts off. And so if that happens, of course, you know, take the call, deal with the emergency, but put a boundary, right? Set an intention. I have the intention of dealing with this issue or this problem, but I'm going to give myself 20, 30 minutes to be able to move through this, figure out next steps, instead of sitting in it and letting the chaos of life be all consuming to you.
I think what Lisa's talking about too, is that it wasn't just the phone call. It continued on after there. He continued to talk about it. He continued to be on it. He continued on into it, into dinner. We saw him and whoever he was with talking about things at dinner. He was up and down. It wasn't a 3-hour thing. It was a 8-hour thing that it turned into. And it changed the, what he was focusing on in terms of the day and the intention of what was supposed to be there, whether it was an emergency or not. That boundary was gone and there was no impetus to that as well. And I happened to see the individual this morning and he's right back on his phone doing the same thing. So that we were assuming it's an emergency. It might not even be an emergency. It might just literally be how he operates.
A way of life.
And so I think that's the key thing to come into and to understand. And picking up on what Elise talked about in terms of intentionality, I talked at the beginning about what our priorities are. We call that that priority tree. And you guys need to figure out what your priorities are and what your priority tree really looks like. And when we know what your priority tree is, it's easy to create a structure. It's easy to create, we've all heard that YouTube video analogy of like, put the big rocks in first. And so for me, it's okay. Sunday church, how are we operating with that? How am I focusing on my faith in this area? What big rocks need to drop in? Then what does it come into to myself? I put my own workouts on my schedule. I put my own alone time, my sauna time, my red light time in there. Elise and I have massages booked every 2 weeks, making sure that those are on the schedule. Then it's okay, date night. That goes on the schedule. Then it goes, what do we need to do for ourselves? We try to do a tech-free day twice a year. We try to do a meetings twice a year where we
strategy meetings
twice a year with each other from a relationship standpoint. We try to do quarterly getaways. So those go on the calendar. Then it goes into our family. Okay, we want to go and see them for Thanksgiving. We want to see them for Christmas. We want to do something for New Year's. We want to go here in the summers. And then the business stuff comes in and the business trips come in. And that's how you make sure everything fits in there in that priority bucket. Again, it's not time, it's priorities. And what builds confidence in you, we have to understand this. Confidence ebbs and flows, but belief never changes. If you firmly believe that you are setting yourself up for success, that is going to be so deeply rooted, even though sometimes you might have higher confidence levels and lower confidence levels, depending on the ebbs and flows in life. And the way to minimize those ebbs and flows is by three different ways. One is a deep, deep level in faith. Everything happens for you, not to you. And that there is a bigger impetus and a bigger plan for why things are occurring. Number two is your intention. Goes back to what Elise said, that massive level of intention. You are showing up with an intention to serve, an intention to be good, an intention to ultimately provide for those people around you. And number three is the association of the people that you keep, the association of those around you. Who are you surrounding yourself with? And when you're able to do that, it helps bolster that confidence in that you're with. And so on that note, we talk about live better. We talk about surrounding yourself with those quality people, those like-minded people, those people that are on the search and seeking something at a higher level. How do you truly live better? How do you make sure that your health is optimized so you can truly realize the depth of performance, the depth of life that you want to do? And that's what we're here for. That is why we've come to Auberge Aterio in Mexico to put this together for you guys, make sure that the curriculum is built out, make sure the experiences are extremely transformative, that the curriculum is making sure that we're able to understand what's going on internally, that we've got all of our testing set, that we're able to set menus that are individual to each person, able to make sure that you have time to go and experience the beautiful area with your significant other and truly change from the inside out, so that when you go back to your regular day lives, it's not just, hey, we had a great 5-day getaway, but no, we are able to now transfer everything we learned into a new way of life so that we can realize that on a day-to-day basis. And again, as Elise said, that's livebetterretreat.com. And that's September 21st to 25th coming up. There's 15 rooms only. So it'll be a group of 30 high-powered, fire-breathing people who are on fire with massive passion to live better. And it's a community that you don't want to miss. Half is sold out already. So really looking forward to having anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Justin said, you know, when it comes to fully understanding how to live better, it's not only a combination of having the most optimal physical habits that are necessary for your body, which we give you those on a piece of paper, and it's clear as day in terms of what those needs are for you. But it's also being able to turn inwards and being able to say, you know, like the story we told a few minutes ago, what is bringing me chaos in my life? How can I flip that? How can I make change around that? And how can I start to live better, live in a more present way, and truly be able to have the most optimal, fulfilling life that I can lead?
We know that success and fulfillment is different. We know we each have our own different. Everything that we have, all of our pain, all of our discomforts, everything that's that we see sometimes as what's wrong with us, those are actually our God-given gifts. And so we have the opportunity to create change, and change starts with choosing different. And if this is your first opportunity to, we welcome you to come in and see you at Live Better. So again, success is different. Own your different. We'll see you guys next week.